Have y'all ever had a great book that you wanted to share with the entire world? Oh, well, I do. The Five Agreements. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, my listeners. And I know I probably only have 6 or 7, but it's cool. I might reach somebody and somebody else may tell somebody else about me. But it's okay. It's just my station, my podcast, to do whatever I feel, and that's it. So I'm going to kind of reflect a little bit, just tidbits on the book that I have been listening to, which is the Fifth Agreement, which is a series that follows another book, follows up with another book of the Four Agreements. And the Four Agreements is just a book where it tells you to go by your own agreements within yourself or your own laws to help you to break free of society's rules and laws on how you should think or how you should act. But it puts it into perspective of it being your own agreements and something that you with rules that you agree with it within yourself. So breaking rules such as if it has something to do with religion, or if it has something to do with you gossiping or something like that. So the Four Agreements entails state, be impeccable with your words, meaning that you say words that are not, don't use words towards yourself to harm yourself or others. So you always want to speak positive things to yourself as well about others, you know. You always want to speak great things to yourself. You want to say that you're beautiful. You want to say that you're intelligent. You know, who's to say that what you think is dumb or what you say is intelligent is right? Because we've been so domesticated to think a certain way that we think that things are right the right way. And who says that the right way is the right way, and who says the wrong way is the wrong way? So with you redefining what you are, with the symbols that we attach ourselves to on a daily basis. So say you're beautiful. Beautiful is you. Perfect is you. You know, I'm perfect. I'm in my own way, in my own world. I'm perfect. I'm beautiful. I'm loving. I am creative. I am one of a kind. I'm sexual. I'm sensual. I'm charming. I'm charismatic. I'm compassionate. You know, you have to speak those things, and you also want to speak those things towards people that are around you, you know. Secondly, the second agreement would be to not take anything personally, because everybody has their own thing going on in life. We don't know what someone else is going through, not giving them an excuse, but we cannot take it personally, because you have to think of it as, like the book says, you know, you have to think of it as everybody's in their own movie. They're starring in their movie. Everybody else is just secondary characters. And so the agreements that main character has in their movie and the way they view the secondary character may be different on how the secondary characters view themselves or even view the main character. Because the main character can perceive everyone else different from what they actually perceive themselves to be. So that's why it's always important to not take anything personally anyone does to you or say to you. So, with that being said, people are only acting off and doing what they agree to and find truth in. So, they feel like a person shouldn't be gay. That's because they have an agreement within themselves that they've agreed with to deem it true that people should not be gay. And I feel like, who says that people can't love the same people? I understand the Bible, that's if you are following religious. I'm more of a, I don't want to put labels on anything anymore. Like, I'm just me. I'm just being me. So why can't we just be humans, and that's it. Now, that's a whole different story, but just don't take it personally. Just keep it moving. Like, this right, these agreements will change your life and make you look at life in a whole different light. Thirdly, the third agreement is to not make assumptions. Ask questions when there's no clarification, or you need validity, you need understanding. So with that being said as well, you know, assumptions are lies, are stories that we make up in our head. We make up stories in our head when we assume things, and that's the worst thing we can do instead of just asking questions. Just ask, but never assume. Don't make assumptions today. Fourth, try your best. This is the one that ties in everything. You've tried your best. You've tried to, you know, you tried your best with your agreements, which is the first one. Be impeccable with my word. Don't take anything personally. And don't make assumptions. And then try my best. Did you try your best? Did you honestly try your best? And it's not going to be perfect, because we've been domesticated for so long to believe that we've been taught things. Our parents have been taught things from their parents. Their parents have been taught things from their parents. So it's like, it's just a domino effect. So everything has been named, labeled before we were even born. But who's to say those things are right? Those are just stories that have been told by someone else that agreed to say that it was truth and spread it. That's all it was. Somebody said, oh, we're going to say this is a table, and we're going to run with it. But who's to say that's right? That was somebody's opinion of what something should be, and we ran with it. So nobody's living their truth nowadays, you know, but it's like, we still have to try our best and being impeccable with our words and not taking anything personally and not making assumptions and trying our best. Now, the fifth agreement is really good, because it's being skeptical, but also listening to people. Like, listen to people. Sometimes, you know, people are going to ask you your opinion, which is fine. But they are artists. You have to think of everybody as being their own movie director, their own artist. And artists are sensitive about their shit. So it's like, you can't tell someone else how they should think or how they should live their life. That's their art. It's kind of disrespectful to tell someone that they shouldn't do this or they should do this. That's their story. That's their art. Don't be disrespectful, because you don't want anybody being disrespectful to you. But that's only if you're inviting people in to recreate what you've already mastered. And only you know what that mastery is. That mastery is, because you're the artist. So we have to think of people's life as their canvas. They chose to paint that picture or paint that part into their life or add that part or whatever. It's disrespectful, I feel. Respect that artist's work, like an artist should respect your work. So we have to have an understanding of that. And being skeptical, meaning that everybody has a story to tell, and we have to think of it as, not saying that it's a lie, but know that it's not the full truth, because of so much stuff. Nothing in this world that we know is true. So we have to be skeptical when people are talking. And whatever information they give us, we can choose on what we want to do with that information. You know, if we want to continue to be in this person's life, if we want to continue to be in this person, we don't want to be in this person's life. We don't have to. But we treat them accordingly. And, you know, you just have to just listen. Be skeptical, but listen. We have our own stories to tell. So if that person says they like to do this, that, and the third, that's their business. But they're telling you, they're sharing their artistry with you. And that's all I'm saying. But those are just little tidbits. And when I tell you the audiobook, the book is a really great read. Both books, The Fourth Agreement and The Fifth Agreement, which is by, I can't remember his name, Don Ruse or Ruse Miguel and his son. I think I totally messed those names up because it's on my phone and I'm recording. And I should have had the information sitting here, but I just woke up and it was on my heart to, you know, get up and podcast about this because I think this is such a great read and I think people should really get their hands on this because, and then also if you go and download Audible, go to audible.com and you get to download, you get the first month free and you can actually download this book. They give you like 2 tokens to choose whatever book you want. But I really think you guys should hear this book. Spend those 2 tokens. Those 2 tokens are worth it. Cancel the subscription afterwards. I still have mine until next month because I listen to it every day at work. But y'all, I feel, you know, since I read The Fourth Agreement, which was last year sometime, I felt free in my mind. I think differently. It's like I no longer feel trapped in society's rules on what beauty is. Definitions of all these labels. I'm gonna redefine these labels. And after all, it's like it's just symbols that we use to communicate with each other. But if we were on an island, like in the book says, if we were on an island, it would take us probably, you know, couple of months or years to actually name everything that we see on that island if it was just us. But we will only name it just so that we can have an understanding on what those things were around us. Because if we were on that island, we never knew that a tree was called a tree. We would probably call it Cuba or a Huba or whatever. Like, we made that agreement that in our mind, this is what it's called. So if we come from that island and we come over to a state, to the country, to the U.S., United States, and people are saying, this is a tree. No, it's not. In my head, I've already made the agreement that this is Huba. This is a Huba, and that's it. So whatever you define something as in a different state or country, it doesn't even matter. So symbols are just symbols just to be used to cause controversy. So symbols, I feel like, shouldn't even be used, period. I don't think that skin color, you should be called black or you should be called white or anything. I just don't feel like symbols should be used in life, period. We should just be how we're being as humans. We should be here to love. We should be here to be kind to each other, to live our life and have fun. Don't build up karma and forgive people. Like, the past is the past. And attract good things in your life. Watch when I tell you, this will change your life. This hits on religion. This hits on everything. You are going to have to relearn everything that you've ever learned in your life. We've been so domesticated. So I say this is a great read. And if y'all have any questions, if y'all would like to even, you know, we should start a book club. That's what we should. I want, you know, find a book that we can read and we can co-host on and give our opinions on the book. I think that would be a great idea. Now, you heard it first here on the Anonymously Me Station, but I think that would be a great idea, you know. But again, the books are called The Fourth Agreement and The Fifth Agreements. The Fourth Agreement breaks down the 4 agreements, which is be impeccable with my words and don't take anything personally and don't make assumptions and try your best. Those go into deep detail, great depth of those 4 agreements. The 5th agreement breaks down everything. It brings it all full circle. I would say you can get the 4th agreement just to have it. And it's a great read. The 5th agreement it's also a great read, but I feel like you could get the fifth agreement and not miss out on the fourth agreement book. So they also have, he has other books, which is something with love, the mastery of love, or mastery of self, and all that stuff. So, you know, check it out. But I just want to get on here and let you guys know. I know it's a long podcast, but I think you guys will love it, and I hope you do. And again, thank you for joining me again today. Anonymously me. Peace and love.